Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be talking about Mallorca and how it's becoming a hotbed for something called new luxury. You've given me some fascinating sources for this one. We've got your personal travel notes, a study guide on this whole new luxury thing, and even a blog post from a luxury travel agency called Le Luxure that specializes in Mallorca. So Mallorca, I mean, we all know it's been a luxury destination for a while, but this new luxury seems to be like a whole different animal. What's changed? Like, how did we get here?
Yeah, it's so interesting to see how these traditional ideas of luxury are being kind of like challenged, right?
Yeah.
What used to be all about, you know, showing off your wealth, like fancy cars and yachts and stuff, what your study guide calls old luxury, that's really evolving to include like a whole new set of values.
Okay, so we're moving away from that stereotypical image of like, you know, those sprawling resorts, the rows of super yachts, like Porta Portals, the marina your study guide mentioned, just like packed with these massive yachts.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not even just about like rejecting those things. It's more about embracing something deeper. This new luxury is all about experiences rather than just possessions. It's about sustainability, authenticity, and wellness, like a much more holistic approach. Your blog post from Le Luxure actually did a great job of highlighting this, talking about how travelers now, they crave more meaningful experiences, not just ticking off a list of luxury hotels or whatever.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's about the quality of the experience, not just the price tag, right?
Exactly, precisely. It's about aligning your travels with your values. And Mallorca, you know, with its stunning natural beauty and rich history and vibrant culture, it's really perfectly positioned to capitalize on this whole trend.
For sure. You know, this whole idea of sustainability really caught my eye in the notes and study guide. It seems to be like a key pillar of this new luxury. Could you elaborate on that a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just like a niche concern anymore. Travelers really want to know that their choices are, you know, minimizing environmental impact and supporting responsible tourism. And it goes way beyond just like staying at an eco-friendly hotel, too.
Right, right. Like the Cap Roquette, which you mentioned earlier, turning an old military fortress into an eco-conscious luxury hotel. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
It really is. Cap Roquette is a perfect example of how sustainability can be integrated into like the very core of the luxury experience. They use local materials, they have their own organic garden, and they really prioritize energy efficiency. And it's not just about the hotel itself either. The whole island of Mallorca is actually taking major steps to protect its natural environment through all kinds of different initiatives. For example, they're protecting marine ecosystems, developing responsible hiking trails, and promoting sustainable farming practices.
So this is like a real island-wide commitment then. This is definitely a far cry from that old luxury image.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's about realizing that luxury and responsibility, they can and should go hand in hand. It's about offering guests an experience that's both indulgent and mindful.
Speaking of mindful experiences, both the study guide and my notes bring up wellness as like a core theme in this new luxury trend.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes it different from, you know, just a typical spa getaway?
It's a good question. It's more about a holistic approach to well-being. It goes beyond those, you know, pampering spa treatments, saying yoga and meditation retreats overlooking the Mediterranean, or farm-to-table dining experiences with fresh local ingredients.
Okay, so it's about nourishing the body and soul. Yeah. I noticed the Fonsanta Hotel thermal spa and wellness in my notes. That seems like a good example of what you're talking about. They have natural thermal waters and a whole range of wellness-focused amenities.
Yes, exactly. And it goes beyond just what's offered at the hotel, too. Mallorca's natural environment, you know, the mountains, the beaches, the beautiful countryside, it all just lends itself perfectly to this kind of wellness-focused travel. It's about escaping the everyday stress and reconnecting with yourself and nature.
Yeah, for sure. So sustainability and wellness are two major pillars of this new luxury then. And it's clear that Mallorca is really catering to these desires. But is it also meeting that craving for authenticity that you mentioned earlier?
That's a great question. And it's a crucial aspect of this whole shift we're talking about. Travelers are really yearning for these authentic experiences, these genuine connections with local culture and heritage.
And that's where these traditional fincas come in.
Right.
Your blog post from Le Luxure described them as like a perfect example of how Mallorca is delivering on this desire for authentic experiences.
Exactly, they are. Fincas, which are basically traditional Mallorcan country estates, they offer this really unique way to experience the island's agricultural heritage and to connect with a slower pace of life.
So it's more than just a place to sleep. It's like a way to immerse yourself in the local culture and rhythm of life.
Exactly. A lot of these fincas have been in the same family for generations. So they come with this rich history and sense of place that you just won't find in like a modern resort.
Interesting. Your blog post from the lecture highlighted Finca Serena as a prime example. What makes this particular finca so special?
Well, Finca Serena really embodies this whole new luxury ethos perfectly. Mm. It's nestled in this beautiful landscape of olive groves and vineyards, and they really emphasize farm-to-table dining, outdoor activities, and wellness experiences. So guests can participate in cooking classes, explore the countryside on horseback, or just, you know, relax by the pool and soak up the tranquility.
Wow, it sounds incredible. Like the perfect place to like escape the hustle and bustle and reconnect with nature. Are there any other fincas that you'd recommend checking out?
Oh, there are so many wonderful fincas to choose from. Another one worth mentioning is Finca Can Benit. It's known for its beautifully preserved traditional architecture, and they offer immersive experiences that allow guests to participate in activities like, you know, olive harvesting or winemaking. So you really get a taste of Majorcan life.
It's amazing to see how these fincas are like blending luxury with authenticity. Mm-hmm. Offering guests this chance to connect with both the land and the local culture. It's really a perfect example of that shift toward new luxury that we've been discussing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's about creating these experiences that are enriching on so many different levels.
Okay, so we've explored the sustainability and wellness aspects of new luxury in Mallorca, and these fincas really highlight that importance of authenticity. But let's talk about kind of the elephant in the room, technology. We often associate luxury travel with like disconnecting from technology. Mm-hmm. Yet all of your sources mention technology playing a key role in this new luxury. So I'm curious to understand how that works.
You're right. It does seem kind of counterintuitive, but it's about using technology thoughtfully to enhance the experience, not to, you know, dominate it.
Right. So we're not talking about guests glued to their screens the whole time. Can you give me like some concrete examples of how technology is being used in this new luxury context?
Absolutely. Think about like personalized digital concierge services. So instead of just like a static hotel directory, guests can use an app to browse a curated selection of activities and experiences that are tailored to their interests. They can book excursions, reserve tables at restaurants, even arrange for a private chef to come to their villa, all at their fingertips.
Wow, that's really convenient. It sounds like it takes personalized service to like a whole new level.
Exactly. And these platforms often incorporate like local knowledge and recommendations too. It's not just about booking things. It's about connecting guests with the best that the island has to offer.
So technology is facilitating a more personalized and curated experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still grounded in real world interactions and connections. What about the sustainability aspect? I remember seeing something about how technology is being used to promote sustainable practices.
Definitely. Smart systems for like energy management, water conservation, and waste reduction, they're becoming increasingly sophisticated. So hotels and villas can monitor their resource use in real time and optimize their operations to minimize their environmental impact.
That's pretty amazing. So they can maintain that luxury feel without sacrificing their commitment to sustainability.
Precisely. And then there are also like innovations like augmented reality apps that can bring local history and culture to life. Imagine like strolling through a historic site and using your phone to see a 3D reconstruction of what it looked like centuries ago.
Wow, that sounds incredible. It's like having a personal guide in your pocket.
Exactly. And these are just a few examples. Technology is always evolving, so it'll be interesting to see how it continues to shape the future of new luxury travel.
This is a lot to take in. We've gone from yachts and excess to like a whole new definition of luxury, one that's all about sustainability, well-being, and authenticity. And it seems like Mallorca is really at the forefront of this whole movement. But what does the future hold? Where does this new luxury go from here?
That's a great question. And it's one that we'll definitely dig into more after a quick break. Stay with us.
We've been talking about how Mallorca is really embracing that whole new luxury idea, but it'd be great to like dig into some more specific examples. Earlier, we touched on how sustainability is like woven into the hotel experience. Are there any other hotels besides Cap Brocat that really stand out in this regard?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, are there any that like really go above and beyond? Absolutely. One that comes to mind is Sunbrel It's this former 17th century monastery that they turned into this like amazing boutique hotel. And they've really taken farm-to-table dining to a whole new level, sourcing almost all of their produce from their own organic farm right there on the property.
Wow, that's quite a commitment. I can definitely see how that would appeal to, travelers who are looking for that more conscious and connected experience.
Oh, absolutely. It reduces their environmental footprint, it supports local agriculture, and it provides guests with these incredibly fresh and flavorful meals. And this isn't just a trend in Mallorca either. Farm-to-table dining is becoming super popular in luxury travel destinations all over the world. It really speaks to that desire for like transparency and authenticity and connection with the source of our food.
Yeah, it's true. It makes you appreciate the meal so much more when you know where the ingredients came from and the care that went into growing them.
Exactly. And it ties in really well with the whole wellness aspect of new luxury that we talked about earlier, too. It's all about nourishing your body with, healthy, locally sourced food as part of that holistic approach to well-being.
Right. And Mallorca's natural beauty provides that perfect backdrop for this kind of wellness-focused travel. We've talked about those yoga and meditation retreats, but I imagine there are like tons of other ways to connect with nature on the island, right?
Oh, absolutely. Whether it's hiking in the Tramuntana Mountains or cycling through those picturesque villages or kayaking along the coast or even just enjoying a quiet walk through a nature reserve. Mallorca offers so many different opportunities to, reconnect with the natural world and find some inner peace.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked a lot about hotels. But those fincas you mentioned earlier, they seem to offer like a completely different way to experience Mallorca. Can you remind us like what exactly is a finca and what makes it such a unique accommodation option?
Sure. So a finca is essentially a traditional Mallorcan country estate. Often it's a beautifully restored farmhouse, and they really offer this glimpse into the island's agricultural heritage and a chance to experience a slower, more connected way of life.
So it's more than just a place to sleep then. It's like a way to really immerse yourself in the local culture and the rhythm of life.
Exactly. And a lot of these fincas have been in the same family for generations, So they come with this rich history and a sense of place that you just won't find in a modern resort.
I remember your blog post from La Luxure really highlighted Finca Serena as a prime example. What makes that finca so special?
Well, Finca Serena really embodies this whole new luxury ethos beautifully. It's nestled amidst the stunning landscape of olive groves and vineyards, and they really emphasize farm-to-table dining, outdoor activities, and those wellness experiences. Guests can participate in cooking classes, they can explore the surrounding countryside on horseback, or simply relax by the pool and soak up the tranquility.
It sounds absolutely incredible, like the perfect place to escape the hustle and bustle and reconnect with nature. Are there any other fincas that you would recommend?
Oh, there are so many wonderful fincas to choose from. Another one that's worth mentioning is Finca Cambonit. It's known for its beautifully preserved traditional architecture, and they offer these really immersive experiences. Like guests can actually participate in activities like olive harvesting or winemaking. So they get this real taste of Mallorcan life.
It's really amazing to see how these fincas are like blending luxury with authenticity, offering guests this chance to connect with both the land and the local culture. It really exemplifies that shift toward new luxury that we've been talking about.
Exactly. It's about creating experiences that are enriching on multiple levels.
Okay, so we've explored the sustainability and wellness aspects of new luxury in Mallorca, and these fincas really highlight the importance of authenticity. But now I'm kind of curious to circle back to the role of technology. Earlier, we talked about how those digital concierge services can, really personalize the guest experience. But how is technology contributing to this quest for authentic experiences? It seems a bit paradoxical.
You're right. It might seem a little counterintuitive, but technology can actually be a powerful tool for like enhancing cultural immersion and understanding, if it's used thoughtfully, of course. For example, augmented reality apps are totally changing the way we experience historical sites. Like imagine holding up your phone at like a Roman ruin and seeing a 3D reconstruction of what it looked like in its prime, complete with like virtual guides providing historical context.
Wow, that's incredible. It really brings history to life in a way that like traditional guidebooks or tours just can't.
Exactly. It allows you to engage with history in a much more interactive and immersive way. And there are also these platforms now that connect travelers with, local experts, artisans, and guides, offering them a much deeper dive into the culture.
So you could, like, learn traditional crafts, or taste local cuisine, or hear firsthand stories about Mallorcan life, like experiences you might not stumble upon on your own.
Exactly. It's about leveraging technology to create those serendipitous encounters and those meaningful connections that make travel so enriching.
But as we discussed earlier, it's about using technology to enhance the experience, not to replace human interaction entirely, right?
Oh, absolutely. The goal is to strike that balance. Technology can facilitate connections and provide access to information and experiences, but it should never overshadow the importance of human connection and interaction.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. So we've seen how technology can play a role in sustainability, personalization, and even cultural immersion. But are there any concerns about its impact on this whole new luxury experience?
That's a really valid question. There's always a risk that technology can become like a barrier between the traveler and the destination. If it's not used mindfully, it's all about making sure that technology enhances the experience and doesn't dominate it. And that's where the role of travel experts becomes really crucial.
You mean like those at Luxure? Like they can help guide travelers towards a more balanced and enriching experience.
Exactly. They really understand the nuances of this whole new luxury trend. And they can curate experiences that blend technology and human connection seamlessly.
Okay. So far, we've seen how Mallorca is embracing this new luxury in a way that feels both innovative and authentic. But I'm curious to hear your thoughts on like the future of this trend. What challenges do you see for Mallorca as it continues to develop this model of luxury tourism?
That's a really great question. I think one of the key challenges will be maintaining that delicate balance between development and preservation. As the demand for these new luxury experiences grows, you know, it's really important to make sure that tourism development doesn't happen at the expense of the island's natural beauty and cultural heritage.
Right. So it's about ensuring that tourism benefits both visitors and residents.
Yeah.
And that the island's like unique character isn't compromised in the process.
Exactly. Precisely. It's about creating a model of sustainable tourism that benefits everyone involved. And this will require, you know, careful planning, collaboration between all the different stakeholders, and a really strong long-term vision.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a complex but essential task. What specific steps could be taken to ensure this sustainable future for new luxury tourism in Mallorca?
Well, investing in sustainable infrastructure is crucial, for one thing. Things like renewable energy sources, efficient public transportation, and responsible waste management systems. And then there's also the need to, like, promote responsible tourism practices among visitors, too, educating them about the importance of preserving the island's natural and cultural treasures.
So it's about encouraging travelers to be, like, mindful and respectful of the place they're visiting, not just passive consumers.
Exactly. And it's also about involving local communities in the decision-making process, too, making sure that their voices are heard and that they benefit from tourism development.
It sounds like creating this sustainable future for new luxury is going to require a really holistic approach, one that addresses environmental, social, and economic considerations.
You're absolutely right. It's about recognizing that true luxury is about more than just personal indulgence. It's about creating a positive impact on the world around us.
It's about leaving the place better than you found it for the people who live there and for future generations of travelers. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned so far. When we come back, we'll wrap up this whole deep dive with some final thoughts and a question for you all to consider as you continue exploring this evolving world of travel. Welcome back to our deep dives into Mallorca and how it's redefining luxury travel. You know, we've explored how this whole new luxury thing is really taking root on the island, moving away from those extravagant displays towards a more meaningful and sustainable approach. We've talked about those eco-conscious hotels, those immersive fincas, and even the nuanced role that technology plays in all of this. But I got to ask, what does this all mean for, like, the everyday traveler?
Well, I think it really signals a broader shift in how we think about and value luxury. It's not just about material possessions or lavishness anymore. It's more about, like, the quality of the experience and the impact it has on us and the world around us.
So it's less about keeping up with the Joneses and more about seeking out experiences that, like, align with our personal values.
Yes, exactly. And Mallorca is really at the forefront of this whole movement, offering this amazing blend of traditional luxury with this new, more conscious approach.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to some of those specific examples we discussed, like Cap Rocat, with its incredible sustainability practices, those charming fincas that offer that authentic immersion in Majorcan life, and even those augmented reality apps that, like, bring history to life.
Yeah, those are all great examples. They really highlight how Majorca is catering to this desire for authentic, sustainable, and personalized experiences.
It's really exciting to see a destination embracing these values so wholeheartedly. But it also begs the question, what does this all mean for, like, travelers who are actually looking to experience this new luxury firsthand?
That's a really good point. I think as new luxury travel continues to gain momentum, travelers need to really consider what truly matters to them. Like, what values do they want to prioritize in their travels? Are they looking for sustainable options, authentic cultural immersion, or maybe like a deeper connection with nature?
Right. It's a call to be more intentional about our travel choices instead of just picking a destination based on like its reputation or how Instagrammable it is. We need to ask ourselves, what kind of experience am I hoping to have? What kind of impact do I want to make?
Exactly. Precisely. And it's not about like judging anyone's travel preferences or anything. It's more about encouraging travelers to be more conscious and deliberate in their choices.
For sure. Now, I know your notes mentioned La Luxure as a resource for planning these new luxury trips to Majorca. Can you tell us a bit more about them?
Oh, yeah, they're great. They're a travel agency that specializes in curating these like bespoke experiences that really align with this new luxury philosophy. They have this deep understanding of the island, and they can connect travelers with like really unique and authentic experiences that might be hard to find on your own.
So they could be a valuable resource for like anyone who's feeling a bit overwhelmed by the planning process or just, you know, looking for some expert guidance.
Definitely. They can help you navigate all the options and make sure you have a truly meaningful and enriching experience.
Okay, so looking ahead, do you think this whole new luxury thing is just a passing trend? Or is it here to stay? Will it become the new standard for the travel industry as a whole?
That's a really interesting question. And honestly, it's hard to predict for sure. But I think this shift we're seeing, it really suggests that travelers are increasingly prioritizing experiences that align with their values. And, you know, businesses are responding to that demand. It's totally possible that what we call new luxury now might just become dot luxury.
That would be pretty amazing, actually. It would mean that sustainability, authenticity, and well-being, they're not like niche concerns anymore. They're just like integral parts of the travel experience.
It's a vision worth striving for sure. And as we've seen, Majorca is really leading the way in demonstrating that luxury and responsibility that can absolutely go hand in hand.
Well, this has been an incredibly insightful deep dive. We've explored the evolution of luxury travel, learned about Majorca's really unique approach, and even considered the future of this whole trend. So as we wrap things up here, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
As you plan your next adventure, whether it's to Majorca or somewhere else entirely, just remember that luxury. It's not defined by extravagance anymore. It's about those experiences that truly enrich your life, that connect you with the world around you, and that leave a positive impact on the places you visit.
It's about choosing to travel mindfully and making choices that reflect your values. Thank you all so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of new luxury. We hope it's inspired you to explore this evolving landscape and to discover what luxury really means to you. Until next time, happy travels.